Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
7 minutes past 5 o'clock and beautiful sunshine. 78 degrees. We'll take it for April the 16th. It's time for your Tuesday Drive at 5. The chair of the Federal Reserve says there has been, quote, lack of further progress on inflation. Jerome Powell saying that the U.S. economy, while otherwise strong, has not seen inflation come back to the central bank's goal, pointing to the further unlikelihood that interest rate hikes, or excuse me, cuts are in the offing anytime soon. Speaking to a policy forum focused on U.S.-Canada economic relations, Powell said that while inflation continues to ease lower, it has not moved quickly enough, and the current state of policy should remain intact. Quote, more recent data shows solid growth and continued strength in the labor market, but also a lack of further progress so far this year on returning to our 2% inflation goal, said the Fed chief during a panel talk. Echoing recent statements by the central bank officials, Powell indicated the current level of policy likely will stay in place until inflation gets closer to that target number. The House Speaker Mike Johnson outlining a plan that would pass aid for Israel through Congress, separating it from support for Ukraine and a bill for Taiwan in a bid to overcome conservative objections to funding the war effort for Kyiv. Israel's response to Iran's weekend retaliatory attack is the imminent, or at least it may be, according to sources telling NBC News. The response is expected to be limited in scope. However, the question also depends on exactly what is going to happen between those two nations. A coordinated protest effort across the U.S. bringing traffic to a standstill in major cities as pro-Palestinian activists continue to push to keep the attention on the Israel-Hamas war that has devastated the overall Gaza Strip. From Beirut, since Iran's unprecedented retaliatory attack against Israel thwarted over the weekend with the help of the United States and some Middle Eastern allies, the Biden administration has been crowing that the coalition averted a regional war. An Israeli response, however, would test the durability of the informal coalition of awkward bedfellows, including Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and the United Arab Emirates, whose recent cooperation against Iran has the potential to be damaging on the home front. Those Arab countries, quote, are in a very critical situation, says Areb Al-Ratani, director of the Al-Quds Center of Political Studies, a think tank based in Jordan's capital of Amman. There is no easy position to take for all of them, especially Jordan, which for geographical reasons has found itself trapped between the two troublemakers, Israel and Iran. After Iran's barrage of more than 300 missiles and drones did some limited damage, as many of them were shot down by American, British, Israeli, and Jordanian forces, the National Security Council spokesperson saying, John Kirby, that the coordinated operation was an extraordinary military success that sent a strong message about where Israel is in the region versus where Iran is in the region, which is increasingly isolated, he said. The second Republican stepping forward to back an effort to oust the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. This time, it is somebody who has had his name in the middle of these fights in the past. Representative Thomas Massie of Kentucky, a member of Johnson's own Rules Committee, said he informed the Speaker directly in a closed-door meeting of House Republicans Tuesday that he is co-sponsoring a resolution offered by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia to remove Johnson from the top job. Says Massie he should announce his resignation as Boehner did so he can pick a new speaker without ever being without a GOP speaker. An object that crashed into a Florida home came from the space station. So confirms NASA, the agency confirming that 1.6-pound object turns out was debris from a cargo pallet that had been intentionally released from the space station 3 years ago. The pallet, packed with aging batteries, was supposed to burn up harmlessly in the Earth atmosphere, but one piece survived and smashed into a house in Naples, weighed almost 2 pounds, and while the person was not at home at the time, they said the object crashed through the roof and through two floors of his home. And again, while the homeowner was not there, his son was. He says his son was only a couple rooms away and could have been hit. Tesla continuing its financial adjustments, but what does Wall Street think about it? Well, evidently, not too much. Yesterday, Tesla announcing it was reducing its workforce by about 10%, and investors continue to look at it and say, let's adjust the stock price. Shares of the electric vehicle maker tumbled almost 6% early today in trading, falling to their lowest level since May of last year. The Tesla shares have been spiraling since the calendar turned to 2024, down 29% in the first quarter, the worst period since late 2022, the third steepest drop since the company's initial public offering in 2010. Funeral home owners in Colorado accused of storing 190 decaying bodies now have been charged with COVID fraud. The couple who owns that Colorado funeral home where authorities found the bodies now say they misspent nearly $900,000 in pandemic relief funds on vacations, cosmetic surgery, jewelry, and other personal expenses. The indictment reaffirms the accusations from state prosecutors that John and Carrie Halford gave families dry concrete instead of cremated ashes and alleges the couple buried the wrong body on two occasions. The couple also collected more than $130,000 from families for cremations and burial services they never actually performed. Barge operator says it's found a sunken barge in the Ohio River not far from Pittsburgh, one of the 26 that broke loose and floated away during weekend flooding. Crews using sonar to locate an object in a stretch of the river north of the city, which Campbell Transportation Company says presumes to be its missing barge. The river remained closed as maritime traffic was off limits as the company worked to salvage those runaway barges. And attorneys continue to answer questions from residents about the proposed $600 million Norfolk Southern settlement for the train derailment that took place February 3rd, 2023. A lot of people want to know how much their checks are going to be, but they're also wondering what their legal rights might be if they take the money now. Does that mean that they'll no longer be able to do anything in the future? We're waiting to see exactly what the numbers are. As a matter of fact, one firm that received a flurry of questions about the settlement the day the news broke says they received 984 calls that first day, people wanting to get the answers. And that wraps up today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines. It is 5:15 on the 16th of April.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.